ければ。
Smartest person on earth. You people did. I didn't know that you'd lose your jobs and all your money, and I'm very sorry that that happened. But I'm telling you, if you put water on the crops, it might actually... No, it will work. I promise you. You just you have to believe me. I just wanted to help you. That's all. So you can try and shoot me. You can try and run me over, whatever. But I just want you to ask yourselves one question first. Do you really want to live in a world where you try to blow up the one person that's trying to help you?
Yeah, that's right. It's that time again, man. It's a solo joint, man. Big Mike coming at you live and direct. Full of Phys Ed, man. From Max City Limits Radio Show and PowerStrategy.com. Restoring balance to the universe as usual, man. You know what I mean? And I emphatically state, y'all need to hear me here, man. Like I said, me and Tony will not, I repeat, we will not join the lynch mob and just blindly just run around castrating and crucifying brothers, man. No. The madness must stop. The madness must end. The blatant swipe sucking of the white liberal media must stop, man. Y'all niggas, man. Come on. Let's get it together, folks. Let's get it together. It's funny, man, how... But once again, man, we talk about cats... Always talking about we need to get on code. I'm so sick of hearing that shit. We need to get on code. We need to get on code. We need... And y'all the very same niggas that's off code. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy how you can't even see it, man. You can't even see that you off goddamn code, bruh. You know what I mean? The confirmation bias and the cognitive dissonance is just... It's off director, man. I mean, seriously, man. How are you going to crucify one of your own at the behest of the white liberal media? It is obvious that there's a concentrated effort to smear and destroy and get Kanye in hot water. It's obvious. It is so fucking obvious, man. And what do you niggas do? Good God, man. You fall right in line, man. You follow suit with that fuck shit all the time, man. Jesus. Oh. Idiocracy is so real. Idiocracy is so real, man. So basically, man, I want to get on here. I don't know how long this show gonna be. I try not to make them too long. But y'all know how that works. That typically don't work. But yeah, man. I think it's a reason why Kanye calls himself Yeezy. Or Jesus. Excuse me. As far as you niggas are concerned, he is the second coming of Jesus. But just in case he is not the second coming of Jesus, I'm right now, man, I'm getting on my laptop, man. I'm going to send the real Jesus. I'm going to send this brother, man, a text message or an email, man. I'm going to tell him to stay his black ass in heaven. Like, yo, you need to stay your black ass in heaven, man. You ain't ready. You don't want to come back down here, man. It's just going to be an instant replay of what the hell you did 2,000 years ago, man, because... You're going to get your ass nailed to the cross again by the very same people that you've been trying to help. Yes, on Mount Golgotha. Yes, Pontius Pilate and, you know, the rest of the Roman crew. white supremacy. Yes, the people who you have been sent to help, man, they are going to crucify and nail your black ass to the cross at the behest and the instruction of the Roman Empire, white supremacy. As it was in the beginning, it shall be in the end. It's the same shit over and over and over again. Those who forget the lessons of the past or forget history are doomed to repeat it, man. And it's like, when are these niggas gonna get a clue? I don't know, man. It's like, yeah, we need to get on code. We need to get on code. And then, of course, when it's time for your black ass to actually get on code, man, for you to rally behind your own, you do the exact goddamn opposite, man. You join in with the pitchforks and the lynch mob and the noose. And you, with your very own black hands, drive nails through the brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? I just sit back and watch it in amazement all the time. White folks and Asian folks, man, they don't do that shit, man. Even if they have someone who they feel is off code, man, they don't let you know it. And they don't join in on the crucifixion of their own. Only you niggas do that shit, man. What the fuck? Fuck. 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 Only you niggas do that shit, man. Yeah, man, I'm just, man, don't let me get on you church niggas, man. Don't let me get on you church niggas, man. Because like I said, the shit that Kanye is spitting is the shit that you niggas, I mean, y'all eat that shit up every Sunday in church, man. The whole Jesus paradigm of love thy neighbor and turn the other cheek and peace, love, harmony, happiness, all of that shit, you eat it up, you black women, man. Y'all should be the first ones to defend Yeezy. Y'all should be the first ones. I mean, you suck it hard every goddamn Sunday. I don't know, maybe it's because you have the image of the white Christ in your head. Is that it? Is that what makes that philosophy and thought process so edifying? The fact that you got a white man spitting that shit to you, is that what it is? Because low-key quietness is kept, even though we know if Jesus did exist, he was not Caucasian. He was not European. Yes, he was African or Semitic or whatever you want to call him, man. I mean, this is elementary school shit. But sadly enough, most of you niggas still got the white face pasted upon your God. You know what I mean? So I think that this lesson, this philosophy of turn the other cheek and love thy neighbor, and let's give everybody a fair shake and let's not prejudge each other, that sort of message coming from a black man, a black rapper, it somehow seems to be sacrilege to you niggas, man. But oh, don't let you niggas go to church on Sunday. That sort of talk is acceptable there. But you hear it from a black rapper. He's a coon, he's a sellout. So by proxy, I mean, we must conclude that your Jesus, your Yehoshua's, your Yahshua's, whatever you want to call him, him by proxy himself must be a coon. Render unto Caesar, which is Caesar's. And at times, Jesus was militant as well. Do not think that I've come to bring peace, but a sword. You know what I mean? And of course, Kanye, at a particular point in his life, he was militant as well. George Bush doesn't care about black people. Very same things, very same themes, very same concepts that you find in a Jesus, you can find in a Kanye, but for some strange reason, and I know what that strange reason is, it's media manipulation, it's media, it's propaganda, brainwashing you niggas out there, man, to go ahead and actually get off code and crucify one of your own. And I know you feel like you on code when you let the media brainwash you and make you want to lynch one of your own. That's the fucked up part. That is the fucked up part. You think you doing something really slick, man, when you talk against your people, man. Which Kanye's not doing. He's not talking against his people, man. Everything he's spitting is straight out the Bible. And you cats know I'm not no Bible nigga, man. You know what I mean? Been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? But as it was in the beginning, it shall be in the end. These niggas out here, they don't want Jesus, they want Barabbas. They don't want Jesus, they want Barabbas. They want T.I. They'll listen to the rumblings and the babblings of a T.I., the criminal element in the black community. They will say, set Barabbas free and let us crucify Jesus. They see more value in the gangster, in the thug, in the trap star than the man who actually wants to practice universal brotherhood, man. So, yeah, Jesus was a coon. Yo, there's no doubt about that. According to the shit he was kicking and the shit that he was doing to Jesus's people, Jesus was a stomp down, hardcore, butter biscuit eating coon, man. Yes, he was, man. But it's okay. It's okay when you go ahead and you worship that. It's okay when you go to church and you get a belly full of that. But when it comes to real life, it is not acceptable. These niggas out here, something else, man. So no, you niggas are not on code. I'm sick. I'm so sick of hearing that shit. Need to get on code. Let's get on code. And every step of the way, man, every time the white man jump up, practices his Jedi mind tricks, y'all the first ones in line, man. You slit the throat of one of your own, man. And it's got to stop, man. It's got to stop. Yeah, it's a cold game, Jack, because the media, the so-called white supremacists, they know how to do this shit, man. They know they ain't got to touch nobody. They ain't really got to do anything. All they got to do is just plant just little seeds of dissension. Just plant little seeds of coercion. Like the brain dead fools that these niggas are. Shit. They'll water those seeds, man. They will water those seeds and they will do the bidding and they will do the dirty work of those who are in power who wish to do away with powerful black men. Yeah, man, I'm real big on patterns and trends. Patterns and trends. I see a pattern here. I see a trend here. Those who are in control, they don't have to lift a finger to do jack shit. They can sit back and just, they can trust and believe that these niggas are doing for them. And all they have to do, once again, is just program you to do it. And they do that via the TV, man. They do that also now via the internet. They control what goes viral and what does not. They control what gets played and what does not. You can see that with Alex Jones. Shit, they basically banned his ass off the internet. They got rid of his shit. Which is funny because once again, everyone who follows Tariq Nasheed, man, they've been taught that Alex Jones is a racist, even though there is no evidence for that. But once again, we got white supremacy banishing and destroying white supremacy. What sense does that make? You have the white supremacist media networks getting together to ban and banish and to punish Alex Jones and get his ass wiped off the map. Make that make sense? It doesn't. Therefore, you may have to look at this from a different perspective. Just maybe Alex Jones is not a racist. Just maybe. Because it doesn't make any sense for the white supremacist media networks to go after their own like that. What would they get out of that? Once again, we have a situation where you got globalist versus nationalist. Once again, I implore all you cats, man, to check out Idiocracy, man. That is one of my all-time favorite movies. I just got done watching it again last night, and that shit had me cracking the fuck up, man. It was hilarious, man. I see a lot of parallels between that movie and, of course, what's happening with Kanye. In the movie, Idiocracy, you had this guy named Joe who wakes up. He was in a cryo sleep, and he wakes up 500 years later to find that the populace of the world has been dumbed down to the point of moronic levels, man. I think the standard IQ was like in the 70s or 80s. And shit, probably even lower than that. And I think his IQ was maybe like 105, 100, you know, pretty average IQ. But according to But of course, compared to the populace, he was a genius, man. You know what I mean? He was like a full 30, 40 points higher on the IQ scale, man. And all he was doing was he was trying to help the people. You know what I mean? They were so stupid, they couldn't actually follow an argument to its logical conclusion, and they couldn't solve their own problems, so they kept leaning on him to get shit done. And each time he'd do something trying to get shit done, you know, he would offer these suggestions, man. And it just kept biting him in the ass. It didn't matter if what he was proposing made sense, because the IQs of the people were so low, they didn't even understand he was trying to help them. Yes, there is a such thing as being so stupid that you're dangerous. You know what I mean? And one of the examples in the movie is they couldn't understand why the crops were not growing nationally in the United States, right? So upon further investigation, this cat Joe, who is now the smartest man in the world, he finds out that the people are watering the plants with a sports drink called Brondo. So they can't put two and two together. They're so stupid that they stop watering the plants with water. No longer do they use water, they use Brondo, a sports drink. Now, how did this happen? It actually happened with the major media, the major corporations, which brainwashed the people to think that Brondo, which has electrolytes, is good for everything. It's even good to water your plants with. Which, of course, we know it's not true because the plants are not growing. So here we have the mass media brainwashing the idiot populace to think that you can water the plants with a sports drink. Here comes Joe saying, hey, I'm no genius, but I do know if you put water on plants, they'll grow. But people don't want to hear that because they've been brainwashed to believe that if you put Brondo on plants, the shit will grow. But here comes Joe, a.k.a. Kanye, saying, hey, if we try this, or if we do that, maybe, just maybe, we can make a difference. Just maybe the plants will grow. But no, the idiot populace is like, crucify this nigga, man. What kind of nonsense is he talking? Really? Put water on plants? Water? You mean the stuff out the toilet? What kind of nonsense is that? So Joe was right in his assessments to put water on the plants to make them grow, but the populace was so stupid, they couldn't comprehend what he was saying. And why couldn't they comprehend what he was saying? Because the mass media brainwashed them into believing that if you water plants, or if you give plants a sports drink, Brondo, they will grow. And water is not good. And all through the movie, Joe is just giving simple, common sense shit that people can do to make their lives better. And all he got was shit. All he got was persecution. All he got was a whole bunch of pain for just simply having common sense proposals. And just like Jesus, when he was sent to help the people, he was met with scorn. He was met with derision. And the people tried to kill him. They tried to crucify him. The same shit over and over and over again when it comes to the populace, man. When it comes to the masses, man. So once again, I'm big on trends. I'm big on patterns. I'm not the type of cat, man, who does not learn from his mistakes. I'm not the type of cat who does not learn from history. I definitely pay heed to the lessons of the past. So, yes, Kanye, he is the new Jesus. Yeezus. There's no doubt about that. Same shit that he's kicking right now is the same shit that you niggas suck up and you drink wholesale in the church. But for some odd reason, you can't stay on code and you can't support this brother, man, when he basically stated some common sense shit up in that White House, man. And of course, Idiocracy is a mirror. It is a reflection of basically what's happening today, especially what's happening with Kanye. He simply proposes some common sense shit, man, and you niggas, man, you lose your shit. Why? Because like what me and Tony said, of a little red hat or the optics. Like my boy Jack Bone. What's up, Jack Bone, man? Jack Bone proposed that, you know, it was the optics, man, that made it look bad, man. Not necessarily what he was saying. You know, Jack Bone had to kind of like fall back a little bit on it and shit, but he did say that it just didn't look good. You know what I mean? Yeah, I can't lie. Yeah, when you look at it on his face, when you look at how he was acting, when you looked at just the overall energy, when you looked at the overall contrasted behaviors between so-called civilized white society and how Kanye was presenting the agenda or the argument, yeah, by contrast, it looked odd. It didn't look good, right? But dare I say, it doesn't really matter because you can't please niggas, you know what I'm saying? It'd be different if Kanye went in there being different, if he went in there changing his swag, changing his steez, so to speak, just to meet with the president. Because if he would have done that, he would have been wrong too. Because there'd have been a lot of niggas talking about, shit, man, if I would have been up in the White House, man, I would have been wearing my Timberlands and my Dickies, man, and I would have, you know, yo, you know, they wouldn't have changed their vernacular. They would have kept it real. They would have kept it 100. You know what I'm saying? Which is exactly what Kanye did. Kanye stayed Kanye. Kanye didn't change his vernacular. He didn't change his diction. He didn't change his delivery. He stayed who he was. And niggas didn't like that. But if he would have went in there talking all prim and proper and he would have wore a suit or whatever, niggas would have been clowning him for that. Look at this coon ass nigga changing who he is for the white man. You know what I mean? Once again, it shows how being brought up in a matriarchy got the whole populace of black folks just thinking like women. Once again, we understand you cannot please a woman. It doesn't matter what you do in the eyes of most women. You just flat out fucking wrong. Shit. So it didn't matter what Kanye did. It doesn't matter how he would have presented the argument. If he would have presented the argument as Kanye does it, he's wrong. If he would have went in there all prim, proper, conservative, you know, the suit, the tie, being all reserved and dignified or whatever, niggas would have found problems with that too. Because ultimately we know it's not really about Kanye. It's not really about the message. Once again, style over substance. It's the fact that he has that goddamn hat on and they don't like Trump. That's all it is. Damn what he's talking about. Damn the message. The message is irrelevant. We don't like the way it looks. And so since we don't like the way it looks, we have to be on code and attack a black man. For what? For what? What? Oh, shit, man. So once again, beyond a shadow of a doubt, man, this proves that you niggas, y'all not ready for no return of no Jesus, man, because it's obvious. If he comes back, you'll be the first ones in line to put the nails in his feet and in his hands. And you'll watch that nigga suffer with great delight and glee. All in the name of being on code. When in Niggerville, it's the exact opposite. You niggas is off code. Because whites and Asians are not about to dogpile one of their own over such simple-minded shit, man. They're not going to do it, man. They're going to circle the wagons, and they're going to be on code for real. But only you niggas, man, only you niggas want to set the criminal free Barabbas, and you want to go ahead and put the Jesus character, the benevolent, kind, universal love brother up there on the cross and watch him bleed to death, man. Only you niggas, man. Only you niggas. So don't get mad at Kanye, man, because he suggests that you put water on plants instead of a sport drink. Don't be in your feelings because your white daddy, the white liberal media, gave you a command like an attack dog to go ahead and bite one of your own. All right? We don't get down like that over here in Mac City. And my humble apologies to all the players who may have had the opinion that Kanye was a coon. I understand that this is a divisive topic. You know, I still love the brothers, man. I still love the players, man. But once again, bro, I can't do it, dog. I can't do it, man. I can't do it. Me and Tony on code for real. We on code for
real.
Real.
For reals.
Real. You know what I mean? Now, we don't do that over here, man. Even with Umar Johnson's punk ass, man. Shit. Cats, you know, cats is asking me, well, shit, is there anybody who you find distasteful or anybody who you dislike who deserves to get crucified? In my mind's eye, I'm not going to crucify none of these brothers, man. Even Umar Johnson's shady, shiesty ass, man. If y'all want to get that nigga money, I'm not going to start no crusade to stop that nigga from getting his money, man. If y'all want to get scammed, and that nigga's a scam artist to the highest degree, for real. Y'all hear what this nigga doing now? Now he, it's just obvious what he's doing, man. Every time the school comes up, he concocts some sort of situation where the school cannot get built. So now he's saying he actually has the money for the materials to build such a school. Even though I haven't heard where he's going to build the school, now he's saying he doesn't have the necessary money for a contractor to come in and actually help build the school. So I don't know if the place, so I don't know if the school is already built. I don't know if they have to add shit onto the school. I don't know if he's building a whole new different school, a whole new different structure. I'm not privy to this information, but what he's doing is he's asking contractors to come in and do free work. He said he can pay for the materials, but he can't pay for the labor. You know what I mean? And so now what he's doing is he's setting up a situation where he's saying, well, I did find a place for the school, and I did find a school, but I can't build it because no one will build it for free. He just always got some shit in the mix where he just can't build the school or he just can't get the school. It's always something. And so now he's going to be blaming it on you no good black folks for not getting the school built because you won't build it for free. He's good, man. He's good. But I don't want to stop his money. Man, get that money, Umar. Get that money. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I mean, to a degree, the way I see it, I believe he's actually put in some good work. I hear as far as his information that he's disseminated and some of his mentoring of black boys, I feel he's earned that money in some respects. But I'm just not digging the shadiness of collecting money in the guise of this school because it's obvious he ain't trying to build no goddamn school, man. He ain't trying to build no school. But even though with this shady behavior, I will not join in on going overboard and trying to destroy this brother, man. That's not how he gets down, bro. Mm-mm. So just like an Idiocracy where the masses, they took their intelligence and they took their cues from the mass media and they were led to believe that it is perfectly all right and permissible to water plants with a sports drink. You too today. Most of you Negroes out there, man, y'all have drunk the Kool-Aid and you believe whatever your white daddy says on TV. Therefore, it's very easy for you to crucify anybody with a black face who says anything that goes against the mandates of the globalist oligarchs. And it's just that simple. And we at Max City Limits Radio Show will not be a part of that. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.
A man by the name of Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
So you smart, huh?
Sounds pretty smart.
I thought your hair would be bigger. To look like a peanut.
He talks like a fag too.
Weird feeling being smarter than everyone.
Blah, blah, blah. You gotta believe me.
There's that fag talk we talked about.
Please listen.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
Come on, Scro. Don't worry, Scro.
Got a solution.
The toilet.
Like out the toilet?
You mean like in the toilet?
Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes. But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Huh?
Brando's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Electrolytes? They used to make Brando.
Because Brando's got electrolytes.
Get him.
Go to school, the teacher wanna fuck the students. Go to church, my preacher turned to prostitution. The prosecution never read my files. That evil ass judge fell asleep at my trial. This shit is wild. Chickens getting sick as the cows. Birds falling out the sky, fish dying in piles. It's fishy, politicians smell like my bowels. Talking that shit, really cramping my styles. I got many. Now I'm pinching pennies, no doubt. I squeezed Lincoln so hard, a fucking booger came out. It's a shame, I used to be on top of my game. They took the shirt off my back and replaced it with chains. I met Mr. Lee Harvey from the Tea Party. He used to hate Obama till he felt Hurricane Charlie looking for his FEMA check. It's gone with the wind. When them dicks is in, you know the fix is in.
For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach the children.
Everything's corrupt, everything's fucked up. Everything's about to fuck me shit out of luck.
For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach the children.
Everything's corrupt, everything's fucked up. Everything's about to fuck me shit out of luck.
Everything's a scam, beat the next man, it's capitalism. They'll just build a new prison for you slick ass niggas that's trying to beat the system. Put you on the front line if you ain't re-enlisting. It's hot in Hell's Kitchen, get ready for the lynching. Brainwash media and puppet politician keep you out of position, out of commission. Buy medicine or food, that's not a decision. The 99% is Madden trying to vent. Police grab my fucking arm, then it got bent. Now it's in a splint. I can't pay my rent. The interest on my credit card, I ain't made a dent. The U.S. Mint, I heard they bout to print. But it's fucked up, cause I won't see a cent. I'm sick of getting ignored. This world I can't afford. I'm going to the pen. Free room, free board, bitch.
For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach the children.
Everything's corrupt, everything's fucked up. Everything's about to fuck me shit out of luck.
For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach the children.
Everything's corrupt, everything's fucked up. Everything's about to fuck me shit out of luck.
It's a wall of confusion. My niggas, they loosen. I know what you're doing. They drug abusing. My bitches be choosing. My Uzis be losing. The troops be cruising. They know what you're doing. A wall of confusion. My niggas be loosen. I know what you're doing. They're drug abusing. My bitches be choosing. My Uzi be oozing. The troops be cruising.
Get him.
You mean like in the toilet?
Brando's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes. But Brando's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Huh?
Brando's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Electrolytes? They used to make Brando.
Because Brando's got electrolytes.
Huh?